Although the unemployment rate dropped to a level it hasn't been at in almost 10 years, job growth was very weak. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of SteinbergEmploymentResearch.com reviewing March 2017 U.S. employment trends and developments. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate moved down 0.2% to 4.5% in March. It hasn't been at this level since the spring of 2007. Although the labor force expanded by only 145,000 in March, there was a much greater number, 472,000 employed persons. At the same time, there were 326,000 fewer unemployed persons. However, there were 23,000 more people considered as no longer in the labor force. In other words, the growth in the number of employed persons was much greater than the growth in the labor force, and at the same time, the number of unemployed persons declined. So the unemployment rate fell. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, overall job growth was only 98,000 in March, and that was 121,000 lower than February and almost one half of consensus estimates. One year prior, in March 2016, growth was 225,000. Although many news outlets and analysts referred to March's performance as slower growth, which is entirely accurate, we prefer to call it what it is, weak. The private goods producing sector was up 28,000 in March, and that was significantly less than the increase of 96,000 in February. But a year ago, in March 2016, it was up only 5,000. Manufacturing growth, which had increased 26,000 in February, slowed to growth of only 11,000 in March. However, a year ago, manufacturing was down 20,000 jobs. The construction sector, which has been growing like mushrooms after a spring rain, was up only 6,000 in March after an impressive growth of 59,000 in February. A year ago, in March 2016, it added 43,000. And mining and logging, which had declined 18,000 a year ago in March 2016, was up 11,000 in March after adding that same amount in February. The private service providing sector gained 61,000 jobs in March, which was a disappointment from February's gain of 125,000. A year ago in March 2016, it was up 184,000. The job returns in the retail trade sector continued in March with a loss of almost 30,000 after a similar decline in February. A year ago in March 2016, it was up almost 31,000. The professional and business services sector was up 56,000 in March compared to growth of 36,000 in February. A year ago, in March 2016, it was up only 26,000. Job growth in computer systems design and related services was 4,500 in March after adding 5,500 in February. The education and health services sector added only 16,000 jobs in March, with its highly seasonal educational services subsector down 1,400 jobs. Home health care services was up 1,500 jobs in March, but that was weaker than the 3,500 job growth it experienced in February. Hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector slowed considerably, with a gain of only 9,000 in March, and that compares unfavorably to a gain of 27,000 experienced in February. A year ago, in March 2016, it was up 49,000. The total number of government jobs was up 9,000. In March, the federal government was down 1,000, state government was up 1,000, and local government was up 9,000. In March, there were 2,996,100 temporary help services jobs, which was a gain of 10,500 and less than 5,000 away from hitting a milestone of 3 million. This was sequential growth of 0.4% and year-over-year growth of 3.8%. which was the strongest year-over-year growth since the summer of 2015. Temporary help services market share in March, that is, its portion of all jobs, incrementally improved to 2.05% or 2.0541%, and that was the highest it's ever been. In February, the figure was also 2.05%, but incrementally lower at 2.0483%. A year ago, in March 2016, it was 2.01% or 2.0087%. Although some of the robust job growth earlier in the year could be attributed to an unusually mild winter, so therefore there was not much left to do in terms of job creation for March, job growth last month was weak and only slightly more than half of what the experts were expecting. Regardless, the unemployment rate tumbled and good, properly skilled workers are becoming increasingly hard to find, which should bode well for the staffing sector that indeed experienced solid growth in March. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A video version of this report with detailed charts and tables can be found at www.steinbergemploymentresearch.com.